We are in a lesson on the topic of ruin as an opportunity for correction. We'll read selected excerpts from the sources. We'll continue from excerpt number 22 under correction of the ruin. Excerpt number 22 from Degel Machane Fayim. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people, for the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah.
שוב, קטע מספר 22, כותב דגל מחנה אפרים.
Again, excerpt number 22, דגל מחנה אפרים. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah. Okay, yes. What are those discernments of include himself with all the created beings and also connect himself with all the souls and include them himself with them and they with him?
The extent to which he reveals in all the created beings discernments that are different, so he connects with all those discernments. And he also has those discernments within himself, so one against the other, he wishes to connect with them, with all those qualities, and to give it a place for the revelation of the Shekhinah in them, among all of them.
So what is the meaning? What is the difference between include himself with all creations and connect himself with all the souls?
It's a matter of the depth of connection. Created beings are created beings, but souls are souls. Degrees of connection.
Ken?
Yes.
The action of incorporation in the ten is clear. You can also exercise it each time anew. But this general incorporation, how do I take the feeling that I attain the work in the ten to something more general, wider?
What's the problem? That you don't feel them like your friends?
Yes.
So you'll reach a state where you'll start feeling in your vessel, in your feeling, a wider, broader world. More external.
That's exactly the question. How do I feel this incorporation with them? How do I develop a feel for it beyond
through that in which you develop your emotion in the ten? So by doing so, you prepare yourself to feel the wider reality. Don't worry. It'll come. Now too, you are in connection with the whole of reality. You just cannot digest it. It's like a baby or a small child feels what's next to him. But, okay, let's move on. Yes.
It sounds like there's some hierarchy in this action. It's as if it's starting from the 10, continues to other 10s, continues to the entire world.
Please.
Yes. Our main 10, the 10, is a kli for the reception of all the rest of reality toward me.
Somewhere in this hierarchy of the corporeal people of Israel.
Yes.
Where are they in this hierarchy?
I don't understand.
In this hierarchy, we start from Marta and we continue to the rest of the tens. The world clear, there are additional stages before it reaches all of humanity.
We develop our clear, which is the 10. And as much as the 10 is capable of including within itself and revealing within itself the whole structure of the general kli, so we will feel through it the general kli.
It's felt that the world is in such trouble, such confusion, disasters, and a lot of it has to do with the hate in, that exists in the corporeal people of Israel.
Correct.
Where to place that in our prayer, if at all?
You can pray, you can ask for world peace, for peace among all the created beings. But we also do that. One way or the other. Asia.
Morning, Rav. Written that we have to awaken the Shekhinah, divinity. The question is, how do we awaken the Shekhinah between us in connection?
If we awaken the connection among us, among everyone, and we wish to be together in one desire, in one intention, with one goal, so that is called that we connect our whole kli to one single, unique, unified kli, and we aim it at the goal that it'll be one kli, and it'll reveal within itself one creator. It'll also include within itself one creator. Okay?
What
does it mean to leave for myself only that which is necessary to connect to the Shekhinah? And how do I choose all those qualities that we're learning about, those prayers, so we would bring this together?
I am interested only in being connected with the inner force of the whole of reality, which is called the center of the Shekhinah, center of divinity. I want to be connected to it. I want to receive that desire and to implement it such that in that desire will connect all the created beings. That is all.
Florida.
The answers of our friends in this lesson allows us to discover the internality and integrate with the internality of our friends. Is that a process which creates the internality of Adam Harishon?
Yes, that's exactly the same process.
Muchas gracias, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Nosotros los latinos somos diferentes al resto de la gente.
We are
diferentes al resto de la gente. Perdón.
We're not that different than all the others.
Pero hay una cualidad que
what I'm trying to say is that we feel the same feelings and we have.
Y la pregunta es que si el creador nos
a certain unity and we try to remain connected above our feelings and the resistance. And the question is if this quality of ours is a gift from the Creator that helps us overcome, or is this something we just have to remove?
Again?
He's speaking about a quality that's specific to them, that allows them to overcome, even though they're very different from one another in the Latin Kli.
Yes.
So can they use this quality to improve the quality of their vessel?
Yes. That is correct. They have a tendency to connect, and they have a character which is feels more comfortable in connecting. But it doesn't mean that their correction will be easier, because we incorporate among each other everyone in everyone. Yes, Niv.
What is the order of incorporation during the lesson when a friend from the world is asking a question and I have to incorporate in him through, you know, with my 10 to all of reality as we heard? How does this incorporation work in this case?
Look, I can't tell about all these things because it truly is a system that is spiritual, which changes like waves in the sea. They pass and they come and go from here to there. What I want to say, we simply need each day to do this work because that is what the Creator divided, the breaking that passed through the entire Kli of Adam HaRishon to all kinds of parts, parts that exist in each and every one of us, according to times where different parts reveal and become corrected, and according to the character of each and every one, and also according to the what is called the 70 nations of the world. And all these things all connect and incorporate until they come at the end of it all to some single structure. Now we are in the beginning of that structure. It needs to become stabilized among everyone, because that is the matter of the last generation. And I think that we will see that, because the things are very close. Yes?
We notice that Kabbalists work very hard to explain to us reality, like the article we read, the first part. And here we hear that there's an extremely dynamic system that changes in shapes throughout our action.
We participate in the changes in this system, but it's not that we can see in advance how to change it. Yes?
So when we want to arrange ourselves according to this system, how do we need to do it in connection with the work vis-à-vis the 10 versus work vis-à-vis a friend who's asking a question in the morning lesson?
Just try to connect.
Upon
the details that surface from the Creator.
Connect where? With whom?
Between us, among everyone.
Among everyone in the ten or in the world kli?
Between everyone in the world kli.
So this is where the confusion is, because we heard that the work of connection is through the ten to the world kli. You can maybe put it in place for me?
Certainly we first need to organize ourselves in the ten. And from the ten to a wider kli, that needs to reveal in what way we need to come to it. And that is how we connect.
So when a friend asks a question during the morning lesson,
yes,
my attention has to be where?
Whether we want it or not, our attention needs to be, how can I take his conditions, even his qualities, and implement that in my group?
The qualities of the friend who's asking?
Yes. Whether I want it or not, I am included with that.
I have
to have my attention on it, some work.
No, that takes care of itself.
Ken.
Yes.
Good morning, teacher. I want to ask if the next generations that will come to us will also have a lot of work, or it will be just as simple as giving them the attitude they have to only allow, or they have work.
There will still be work, and it'll be hard work, and we do not understand how much we still need to work and how much work will remain.
Yes, but the corrections won't happen differently, more in potential, not so much in practice.
Certainly it'll transpire differently to now, but in what way, I cannot say. Only the Creator determines that. And it doesn't take place in a routine way as it is now. There'll be superficial ways it does now, but there'll be other essential changes.
Okay, it's clear. So when we come to the bridge, we'll cross it.
We'll cross it together. Yes, sir.
It's felt that when you say a 10, you're talking about a certain model, an inner template. And this template exists in a person, you can look at everything in reality through it.
Yes.
How and when is this template takes place in men?
When a person constantly thinks about it, so in a short period of time, he gets used to relating through it to the whole of reality and all the problems.
What's the connection between the actions we take in the corporeal 10 and the creation of that inner template?
One depends on the other, as usual. As much as we include all the friends that we have around the world in the connection between us, in the same way, we include the whole of reality in that. Maybe I don't understand what you're asking.
We read articles by Rabash. We try to conduct certain actions between us, relate to one another a certain way. I'm asking when, in this work, which is corporeal, relationship between people, when is the inner spiritual template born, the tensirot is how you call it.
We start feeling it. It comes through our efforts. As much as we try through our efforts to see this system as being alive.
What does it mean to see the system alive?
That it truly exists, not just in our imagination, but that it exists and it becomes among us as something that's alive.
Say, when I look at my attitude toward my people, my nation, that I care about them, I see that I usually treat them with anger, people I disagree with, I can't relate to them with love. Talking about myself. When does that change?
No. It's no good.
It's clear to me.
Well,
so when does it change?
When you stop justifying yourself.
How does
that happen?
I
see that I'm taking a step. I choose to be here against the other side. I can't remain above all the things as I know I should be.
I don't know, but it's no good. It's not good. We don't need to relate to anything other than connection. Only connection is our goal. We only need to promote that and to respect that. That is all. Okay. Soon we are finishing. Where are we, Niv?
23.
Read.
23, Rabash writes, it is written, I dwell among my own people. The Zohar says, one should never retire from the people because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as he is merciful, you be merciful too. And one should pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal. As it was written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when abundance is given from above to below, it is for the whole collective.
Ken.
Yes.
Would you like to crash off?
Crash off.
Maybe read it again.
Again. 23, Rabash writes, it is written, I dwell among my people. The Zohar says, one should never retire from the people because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as he is merciful, you be merciful too. One should pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal. As it was written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when abundance is given from above to below, it is for the whole collective.
Beseder. Ken.
Okay. Yes.
Is the mercy of the Creator the Shechina?
No.
Well, what do you want that for?
No, that's
related. And you? We heard from you a few times, on a few occasions, that Rabash, it was important for Rabash to hear the what's going on with the people once an hour and listen to the news for a few minutes.
Yes.
I wanted to ask, why was it so important for him, the connection with the people and the whole world? What can we take from that example? He wasn't so satisfied with whoever was preparing the news, right? And immediately after they said one or two sentences, he told me to stop listening and I would turn the radio off. Usually it was while we were driving. That's all. Why was it important to him? Because by that he, it seems, now I'm speaking from myself and not from him, that he connects himself with the people, with the nation, and by doing so, I dwell within my people. That is how he connects with all the people, with the world, with the Shekhinah, divinity, the Creator. That was his approach.
Did he feel everyone close to him?
He felt that everyone was connected among themselves and with the Creator. And therefore, he wanted to feel that system. He is always in it. Okay. Especially now that we are in days, such days.
It's good.
As much as we think in these days about the fate of the world, the fate of the nation of Israel, the fate of the group and of each and every one, that brings us
the
light of a great correction. It's unfelt now, because now is the time of sorrow, but it will surface. Okay?
No.
Yes? More, yes, no. Come.
No, ma yesh lecha.
What do you have?
Aya ketuv po al kol ha'am beyachad. Ketuv she.
It was written about the whole people together. It's written that these people have a king, and no one is running this people, cannot run this people. This people is run exactly and only according to the king. These people do only what the king wants done in his nation, his country. No one can go against him. If I, as your student of Nebuchadnezzar, if I look at this nation, the people, how in looking at this people, do I give contentment to the king as the king of this people?
I didn't understand what he said. Again.
Without the introduction, just say the question itself. The people have a king who is running the people as he wishes, only as he wishes, and the people are run only according to his wish. And I'm a guest in his country. How can I look at his people and see that only good and grace will chase me all the days of my life? How do I not see anything else but that? What will make me give contentment to the king when looking at his people?
תנסה לעשות פעולות.
Try to perform actions that the king goes through with his people.
עד כמה שאתה יכול
להתקדם. And feel the extent to which you can incorporate in that same work of the king with his people. And from that you will feel the entire process as much as it acts and expands to the whole of reality.
Thank you.
Zoom.
Is that all? Yes.
אבל לפעמים זה קצת קשה להבין.
But sometimes it's a little difficult to understand how these things happen. To say Reuben and Holocaust and all these things.
ובאמת.
All these terrible things that we see.
להרגיש את זה כאני אחראי.
To feel as if I'm responsible for these things, it's very difficult.
סבל, אז איך
makes me suffer. How to expand?
להתייחס.
How to relate to
כל הכלי, כל החברים, כל
השאלה. The entire kli, all the friends, all the questions, and understand that all of that is part of one system and a system that goes somewhere good. How to do it? We don't have the power. It's like an impossible work.
Because you're not connected with the friends. You don't connect together. So certainly you don't have the forces. Where did you see an army where each one is battling individually by themselves, alone? Connect with everyone, you'll see that immediately you have the strength. Not the strength of everyone, but the strength of the Creator you will have between you, if you connect. That's what I'm talking about. That you connect a few millions. That's not the solution. The solution is that by that you give room, an opportunity for the Creator, that the Creator will battle for you. Okay? Nice. Don't forget that. We need to reach a system that invites, attracts, and obligates the Creator to dress in it and to perform the actions. And for the Creator, it's not hard. Okay? Someone else wanted to do something? Yes?
From Kafkaz. Should all the friends ask questions? And if a friend never asks questions, how to incorporate with him?
I think that each one who truly has a question, I need to let him ask. And I try to do so. Because let him ask. Let him feel that people are listening and that he has a word here, a place here.
I
am for that. Just that it won't be disregard on his behalf. But if a person thinks about the question and he wants to ask and to incorporate with the friends and that they will incorporate with him, and in such a way he wants to bring everyone closer to the Creator, so we need to let him do that action. We need to try with a nice feeling to increasingly feel the articles that we're reading now, to connect together, because the time is very, very important. It is time when the temple was ruined and also when it was erected. So let us try to be in its erection. Niv.
Announcements. Building a spiritual society. Our weekly meeting on the life of Nebo. Ongoing updates on processes in society and dissemination. Sundays, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Israel time in the Arvut system. And our schedule for today. Now we're going down to the hummus meal at 10 a.m., something like that, with Dr. Lightman at noon, afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman, and at 2:30, a meal, and a nigun.
La la.